The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. I already spoke earlier about Joseph the dreamer and how he is a kind of a reincarnation or reflection of Joseph way back in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, somewhere there. But there's more to Joseph than that. As we know, Joseph never says a word. In a way, he might be a good example of the husbands who stay quiet. This might be a good teaching. But there's more to Joseph still. Joseph was a listener. Now, that's probably his greatest gift in terms of his personal charism. He listened to God revealing. He listened to the dreams. He listened to Mary. He goes all the way from Nazareth in the north to Bethlehem, 65, 70 miles, so that what was said by the prophets, Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. And so he is. Joseph listens. He listens to God revealing. He listens to the prophecies of the Old Testament. He listens to his dreams. His great gift, he is a silent man, a man of action, not of words. Some people are just words. Other people are action. He's a man of action. He's a man that cares for people, that does things, that reaches out, but he doesn't need recognition. I think he's the man who gives a gift and doesn't need to be recognized. Now, that's amazing, because so many people give gifts, but they want to make sure they're thanked or they're given proper recognition. That doesn't appear to be true of Joseph. Joseph is a great gift giver. The silent person who takes care of things and who listens attentively and is obedient to what God calls him to fulfill. He reminds me of another Italian, St. Francis of Assisi. He was back there in the 12th century. And this story is told about Francis, that on one occasion, he is in the forest and he's praying for a long time, in ecstasy for a long time. When he finishes his prayer, he's famished for hunger. I mean, he's weak, his body is weak because of he needs food. So he wanders through the forest praying that God would give him some food. And then he comes to the edge of the forest and he sees a little house with a large sign in front of it says, "Fresh bread baked daily." Well, that's the way God answers the prayers of Italian saints. So he goes up to the door and he knocks, and the lady comes out and he said, I would like some of the fresh bread baked daily. And she said, oh, Father, we don't bake bread, we just make signs. Well, I'll tell you, my friends, some people, they're just signs. When you have a need and you're hungry, they're just signs. They send you somewhere else. And then there are others who are bread, the bread of kindness, the bread of generosity, the bread of sharing, the bread of tradition, to hold on to tradition. It's the gift of life, and that's very much the life of Joseph. He lived a full life. Now, he does not appear in the public life of Christ. There is no mention of Joseph in the public life of Christ. Mention of Mary, but not Joseph. Therefore, the presumption always has been that in the public life of Jesus, Joseph had already died, and therefore he's the patron of a happy death. To remember that, we have a painting here over the baptistry with Jesus and Mary and Joseph, who is dying. I want to make sure you look at that. That was done by a wonderful Italian woman whom I remember in my time here in the Archdiocese, ever before I came to Holy Family. Judy Cerberoli did this, and good Italian artist. And by the way, just so you know, because many of you have been around this parish for a long time, when she finished this, the pastor, was an Irish fellow, looked at it and said, how do I know that Joseph is dying? I mean, how do I know that he just died there with Jesus and Mary with him? And the artist said, well, you have to use your imagination. I mean, that's just the way it is. Italians, imagination and art. Oh, no, no. I want to see his soul going up to heaven. So if you look up there at the top, there's a kind of a cloud with a little image in it. That's his soul going up to heaven. That's the Irish contribution to art here, Holy Family. But keep that in mind. He's the patron of a happy death, because the presumption was always that when he died, Jesus and Mary were with him. So Joseph has a special place in the life of the church, and in a very unique way, a special place in the life of the Italian church. So keep that in mind. I think it's great to celebrate that, to celebrate the Italian culture among us, and to celebrate the gift of St. Joseph, given to us and emphasized for us by the Italians. So thank you very much for the goodness of that gift. Amen. Now we pause for a moment of prayer. The first prayer I would like to invite into your awareness is a prayer for the people of Italy. They are presently going through a very difficult time with the third wave of the virus, some variation of the virus, and it's causing great, great anxiety. It appears that vaccinations are not widespread in Italy, at least not anything like we have in the United States. Like 9 or 10% of the population has been vaccinated there. Therefore, they're going through an extremely difficult time. And so, insofar as this is a day in which we remember the gift of the Italian people among us, we should pause for a special prayer for the people of Italy today. That in God's providence, through the intercession of Joseph and Francis, and the many wonderful saints given to us out of the Italian tradition, the people may be strengthened in their resolve, and a healing and a new day will dawn for them. We pray to the Lord. Pray for ourselves, that the gift of faith, which was brought to us here by Italian immigrants and passed on to us by people who suffered greatly, who left their homeland, and who passed on through their sacrifices, passed on a wonderful tradition to us, a tradition of culture, but also a tradition of faith, that we'll pray in gratitude for the gifts given to us and pray that we will be good custodians of the sacrifices passed on to us. We pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead, those who were dear to us and good to us, pause for a moment and remember our beloved dead. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Amen.